Reflecting on a decade of Make in India, achievements, challenges, and the road ahead. 10 years later, the Make in India initiative has transformed many sectors, redefined India's economic strategy, and set the nation on a promising path, albeit with hurdles along the way. Launched in 2014, Make in India was an ambitious call to turn India into a global manufacturing powerhouse. The initiative aimed not only to bolster India's economy, but also to create jobs, attract foreign investment, and foster a self-reliant industrial ecosystem. 10 years later, the program has transformed many sectors, redefined India's economic strategy, and set the nation on a promising path, albeit with hurdles along the way. The vision, a manufacturing-driven economy. At its inception, Make in India was motivated by the need to shift India from a predominantly service-led economy to one where manufacturing plays a central role. The goal was to increase the manufacturing sector's GDP share to 25% by 2022, a target still unmet but closer in reach. The initiative's vision was underscored by three core objectives: to increase manufacturing's GDP contribution, reduce reliance on imports, and generate employment for millions of Indians. Attracting investment and building infrastructure. Make in India spurred significant foreign investment inflows, especially in industries like electronics, automobiles, and renewable energy. Major companies have set up production facilities in India, bolstering job creation, technological advancement, and export potential. With its promising talent pool and cost-effective labor, India became increasingly appealing as a manufacturing hub for global players looking to diversify beyond China. Alongside investment, the government's emphasis on infrastructure has been crucial. Industrial corridors like the Delhi-Mumbai Industrial Corridor, DMIC, have emerged, connecting manufacturing clusters to major ports and streamlining logistics. Infrastructure investments in railways, highways, and ports have facilitated the movement of goods across regions, reducing costs and enhancing productivity. Policy and regulatory reforms. Make in India spurred some of the most ambitious policy reforms in decades, improving the ease of doing business and simplifying regulations. Notably, India's rank in the World Bank's Ease of Doing Business Index improved from 142 in 2014 to 63 in 2019, reflecting streamlined processes in business registration, permits, and tax compliance. Labor reforms were also a notable stride, consolidating 29 labor laws into 4 codes to balance worker rights with business flexibility. Additionally, land acquisition reforms and tax simplifications under the Goods and Services Tax, GST, created a more unified market, which made it easier for businesses to operate across state lines. Building a self-reliant ecosystem. One of the defining shifts under Make in India has been the drive towards self-reliance. As seen in the production-linked incentive, PLI schemes, and support for sectors like electronics and defense manufacturing, the government has worked to reduce dependence on imports and foster domestic supply chains. The pandemic accelerated this focus on self-reliance, with global supply chain disruptions highlighting the importance of a resilient, homegrown industrial base. The defense sector, once heavily reliant on imports, has become a focal point for self-reliance. India is now manufacturing indigenous fighter jets, naval ships, and advanced weaponry, a significant step towards strategic autonomy and security. Additionally, initiatives such as the India Semiconductor Mission aim to establish a semiconductor manufacturing base, reducing dependence on global suppliers for critical technology. Employment and skill development. A key goal of Make in India was job creation, particularly for India's burgeoning youth population. While manufacturing jobs have increased, the scale is still below expectations, partly due to automation and global economic pressures. Initiatives like Skill India have emerged alongside Make in India to ensure that young Indians are prepared for advanced manufacturing roles. Through partnerships with industry players, Skill India is equipping workers with skills aligned with modern industry needs, from AI and robotics to quality control. Challenges along the way. Despite achievements, Make in India has faced challenges. The target of making manufacturing account for 25% of GDP has yet to be achieved, with the sector still hovering around 17%. Land acquisition remains complex in many states, and regulatory burdens, though reduced, still hinder business operations, especially for small and medium enterprises, SMEs. Global factors have also played a role. Trade tensions, shifting geopolitical alliances, and economic uncertainty impacted manufacturing investments. The pandemic, while highlighting India's potential as a manufacturing hub, also disrupted supply chains and investment plans. The road ahead, future of Make in India. As Make in India moves into its second decade, its success will depend on continued adaptability and focus on technology and sustainability. The world is shifting towards sustainable manufacturing, and India has already made strides in renewable energy and green manufacturing. Policies encouraging green hydrogen, electric vehicle production, and battery manufacturing are positioning India as a player in the global clean energy market. Additionally, the adoption of Industry 4.0, smart factories, AI, IoT, and robotics will define the future of Indian manufacturing. Investing in technology, R&D, and upskilling is critical to making India's manufacturing ecosystem globally competitive and resilient to future disruptions. Conclusion: a long-term vision. Make in India has redefined India's economic landscape over the last 10 years. Though the journey has been challenging, it has laid the groundwork for a more resilient and diverse economy. To truly become a global manufacturing powerhouse, India must continue its commitment to reforms, innovation, and inclusivity. As Make in India embarks on its next chapter, it holds the promise not only of economic growth, but also of a future where India's industries are leaders on the world stage, fostering a self-reliant and sustainable nation.